You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our social media strategies and information channel, your EPN location for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Aaron Mandelbaum, the founder and CEO of Icebreaker Consulting, that provides social media strategy for businesses of all sizes across the United States. Aaron, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So first of all, tell us, what does Icebreaker Consulting do?
Sure. We do a number of different services. We, as a whole, our goal is to help you connect your mission and your vision with your digital presence. So our goal is to make sure you're getting a positive ROI from your web presence, no matter what that R is, right? For some people it's money, for some people it's organic traffic, for some people it's just brand awareness. So we help figure out what that is and make sure that we can enact it.
So how are you different from a traditional agency?
Yeah, we there's a lot of agencies who are just doing fulfillment of typical services, right? Or they're doing creative work where they're coming up with a specific campaign. So how we're different from a traditional agency is important, actually, because we were founded on the basis of being a solution to a problem that agencies weren't solving. My background is that I have an MBA in strategic management, and I've worked for the marketing agencies, and I've worked internally on the executive level at businesses, and I realized that they were talking different languages. The agencies wanted to play with the cool new toys and are great at coming up with creative programs, but our mission is to really connect with what is the business trying to do from a business perspective. So if a retailer is trying to increase sales per square foot, how do we do that from a marketing side? Instead of most of my experience with agencies were, you know, let's use Vine or let's use Instagram, and how do we get you on the coolest, newest network? So we still do some of that level work where we can do manage social media and run your Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter for you. But more of our goal is to fill the gap of what social strategy needs and empowering your team, increasing the value of your human capital through best practices and real hands-on training that's based on your business goals.
Well, I'm sure there's a story behind the purpose and the inspiration behind starting the agency. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah, it was really good. We, you know, like I said, I came out of an MBA program and started working immediately with the social agencies. And it's really funny, I didn't even know that social marketing or social media marketing was a job. I was so surprised when I found this group. And this was back when we were just optimizing MySpace pages. You know, Facebook was just beginning to be something to pay attention to. And, you know, really the day-to-day working with businesses, both startups and established brands and even really large firms, we got to do some really fun things and come up with some great creative ideas. But there was one or two clients where you know, we weren't equipped to handle what their real goals were. And I didn't want to be in a position where we were selling something that they didn't need. And so what I did is I realized through coaching and through speaking that there was gaps in what businesses needed. And really what that was they had somebody who was running marketing who didn't know technology, but they knew their brand and they knew their customer. And they may have had somebody in-house who could have worked with this new technology, but didn't have any direction. And I also found a lot of businesses who were saying, oh, well, my kid uses Facebook all the time. Let's just let him come in and run our social media. And they ran into problems, obviously. So the idea was, you know, how can we connect some of the business best practices with some of the technology best practices? And I haven't looked back since. It's been really good.
I appreciate you sharing that as well. Today, we are joined by Aaron Mandelbaum, the founder and CEO of Icebreaker Consulting, that provides social media strategy for businesses of all sizes across the United States, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So tell me, Aaron, what size businesses do you typically work with? I know we've mentioned that you work with all types of sizes.
Yeah, we've we run the gamut. We our sweet spot is probably $10 to $100 million businesses, but while we're working with them, we're working with a number of startups and small NGOs. We've also worked with really large companies such as Hearst and NBC and Pepsi, and it's really interesting because throughout the swath of different products and services we have, the ones that we thought wouldn't be as useful for some of the smaller agencies actually proved to be useful for them. And some of the ones that we thought would only be good for the larger agencies were really good for the smaller agencies. So I'll take a second just to talk about, you know, the things that we offer. And one of the products that we offer is a social media sentiment analysis. And I know there's a lot of tools out there that just, you know, let you know if you're being mentioned and if the tool thinks it's positive, neutral, or negative. We actually go in and apply some business thinking and do a more manual process, which takes a bit more time, but at least we understand irony and things like that, and we can apply some real business thinking to it and actually give you actionable insights based on the reporting. And what's amazing is some of the smaller groups who didn't think that they would need that because they didn't think they'd find any conversation about themselves. We actually did find some conversation, and it was enough to be statistically significant to actually make some decisions on. And the bigger guys would say, okay, well, there's too much conversation. It's not worth doing it. We would do a targeted version of that and find things that really just blew their mind. So, it's amazing what, you know, how it works for small and large businesses once it's targeted and focused and really directed for their needs.
And lastly, if you would, any freebies you can give our listeners? I'm sure they're sitting on the edge of their seat looking for some great tips per your expertise and experience.
I'm actually working right now on building out a number of different free resources on our website. We in the last couple of weeks, built a new page. icebreakerconsulting.com/resources. There's a few files there right now that are all free to take, including a benchmark report that highlights, you know, how many times a month do you need to post either on blogs or update, and how many pages you should have on your website to increase the number of visitors and leads and things like that. We have a 101 guide to Pinterest. We have a 101 guide to social media in general. And a couple other really interesting pieces of content. We have about 10 other pieces that are going to be going up in the next few weeks. So pay attention for that, and we'll be announcing some stuff like that through our blog as well. So both of those are good places to look for some free info.
Very good. And if you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Icebreaker Consulting online, obviously to be in contact with you as well.
Sure, yeah. Our website is great, icebreakerconsulting.com. There's a blog there. There's, like I said, a bunch of resources. There's a contact form there. You can get in touch with us, and someone will get back to you right away. We're also on, you know, LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram a little bit, and Google+. So we're out there, if only for us to learn all the new platforms. We have a presence there. So feel free to reach out and you know, we're happy to have a conversation. The conversation is always free.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a tip that you could leave the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Sure. I would say that one of the biggest things that I've seen in this business is to make sure you put the technology last. That, and this came out of the book Groundswell from Forrester Research, which I actually recommend so many times. They published my recommendation in the newest version of the book. Really you want to figure out who you're talking to and what your strategy is. And the last piece of that process is figuring out what network you want to be on. I have a lot of people come up to me, say, I need 1 million fans on Facebook. And I always tell them, well, you make parts for a machine that makes parts for a machine that makes parts for a machine that makes parts for a lawnmower. I don't know if I'm going to want to follow you on Facebook, you know. Let's figure out what you're trying to do first and then figure out where you're going. You can save a lot of time and a lot of money by figuring that out first.
Aaron, certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
We've been speaking with Aaron Mandelbaum, the founder and CEO of Icebreaker Consulting, that provides social media strategy for businesses of all sizes across the country. And the website of reference, once again, is icebreakerconsulting.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.